Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 27, Emalahleni 25, Rustenburg 31 grade.
Kom ons kyk gou wat gaan aan op die paaie. Die N12 stadige verkeer raas as gevolg van verkeersligte met te werk by die R558 Protea Glen afrit en dan 10 minute stadige verkeer op Modderfontein en daar is by die N3 suid.
Terwyl die Stilfontein mynreddingsoperasie sy derde dag betree, sê gemeenskapsleiers as die regering vinniger opgetree het, kon meer lewens gered gewees het. Meer as 50 liggame is uit die verlate sag 11 by die Buffelsfontein goudmyn in Noordwes gehaal. Binne 2000 vermeende onwettige mynwerkers is in hegtenis geneem sedert Oktober verlede jaar. Gemeenskapsleier Levi Possel.
We had a meeting, several meetings with them, tried to tell them there are people who are trapped underground, so they didn't want to listen to us. If they have listened to us, I think that by now, at least we were supposed to save a lot of people alive.
Kusatu het sy oproep herhaal dat die 7e parlement verpligte skoolbywoning van graad 9 tot 12 uitbrei. Kusatu woordvoerder Zanelle Sabele sê 'n buitengewoon groot aantal leerders verlaat skool na graad 9 soos tans toegelaat. Sy sê indien die verpligte skooljare uitgebrei word, sal dit jong mense se kans om werk te kry verbeter.
Currently the unemployment rate for young people aged between 15 and 24 years stands at a staggering 70.7%. If we are to ensure young people can find work, grow the economy and create jobs, then we need to increase, not decrease, the number of learners in schools and colleges.
Die Gautengse regering oorweeg steeds hoe die bellewet ten volle by skole geïmplementeer sal word. In Desember verlede jaar het president Ramaphosa die volle implementering van die wysigingswet op basiese onderwyswette aangekondig. Dis in September onderteken, Gauteng premier Panias Lesufi.
Whether they are still putting up the regulations or whatever, we are budgeting for the implementation of Bella in Gauteng from 2025. We are putting the budget to ensure that all our children are equal and we put our resources to deal with this. We can't delay non-racialism.
Die burgemeester van Tshwane, Nasipi Moyo, sê die metro kon nie die krag in Pretoria Oos herstel nie, dit nadat kabels in die tonnel onder die N1 snelweg Sondag gesteel is. Die metro se woordvoerder, Zintle Matliti, sê hulle het reeds goeie vordering gemaak.
The executive mayor wants to assure residents that the gas is contained within the tunnel and does not pose an immediate threat or risk to residents. We do not have an ERT at this time for the replacement of the cables and the restoration of power. We apologize for the inconvenience caused to residents during this period.
En die Witte Huis sê President Joe Biden het die Kongres in kennis gestel. Hy gaan Cuba van Amerika se lys van terrorisme haal, dit en ook ekonomiese beperkings verslap. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour as the Stilfontein mine rescue operations enters its third day. Community leaders say had government acted faster, more lives could have been saved.
30 minutes of more music you love. Love. With Tabiso Kambule. Turn it up on Jacaranda FM.
Love swallin' Lindom game. Lindom game. Game start.
Ah, patte, patte. 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 Kissy face, kissy face. Sent to you.
Ah, patte, patte, ah, patte, patte, ah, patte, patte, ah.